5, we're up with 1 minute 30. It was just, it seemed like we couldn't close it out.
Rick, tonight could have been power plays in the first period, not capitalizing on that. Could that have been as key as anything in this game?
Did you say battle plays?
No, the power play.
Power play, yeah. I mean, special teams is such a big deal, you know, especially a 4-minute one, elimination game. You need your power play to step up and at least gain, you know, we got some momentum, but, you know, sometimes momentum's not good enough when you're fighting for your life, and we needed it to step up and score a goal.
Do you think you were just talking about, like, just the idea of what happened earlier in the series? Does it leave you with the thought of this should never even come to this?
Yeah, it's a killer. It's what's hitting me the most is, like I said, game one was 3 minutes or 4 minutes. Game two was up two goals with 3:30. Game six, game five was 1 minute 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's a killer. I mean, you know, you find ways to close out those games, and it's a different series. But you got to give them credit; they found ways to win those games.
You've been on the wrong end of series before, but does this one just feel differently when you lose it because of what you were just saying?
Yeah, it hurts even more. Just you only get so many cracks at this, and you know, we had a great dressing room. We had a fast team. It's disappointing, and it's tough to sink it in right now.
Yeah, you talk about the fact that, you know, you had that issue with Montreal, and in the room you talked about that you were going to learn from that. Granted, there's another team, a different team, but
yeah.
What was so difficult that you guys couldn't find a way to close out?
I don't think it was so much the overtimes. I think it was more finishing those games. I think we had small little breakdowns within those last minutes that didn't allow us to win those games, and you know, it was the difference maker in the series, in my opinion. Thanks.